Actually, it would have been nice if I was the only one that got sick and my kids didn't get it. I would have been like, see you guys. And then I like, had the whole house to myself.
Infect the entire place left and right.
Exactly. And just like read all day, take a
Yeah.
bath, and you know, whatever. No, sanity went out the window. There was like, what is it, yesterday or the day before? I was like, I was so mean. I was just like, stop fighting.
Was like, what, your
Stop fighting.
second day? That
Huh?
was like your second day. Is COVID as crazy as they make it seem like?
COVID sucks ass. I think we got the Delta variant, so it wasn't as bad. First of all, I am vaccinated and I got sick. So everybody out there who is vaccinated and thinks that they are made of freaking kryptonite and steel, going out there and thinking that everything's A to the okay, you are not.
How have your kids been? Like, how, what were their symptoms like?
It started with, so Alexis came home with like a low grade fever. Like she, it was like a couple of days. It was like 99, maybe 100, 99, maybe 100. She had a stuffy nose. I didn't even like, she had a runny nose. I was like, whatever, it's a passing cold or allergies, whatever it may be. Honestly, the first 2 days of it, I thought nothing of it. I was like, you feel a little warm, but it's not like a fever. And then I got a text last week from their daycare director, who's a good friend of mine, and she said, you know, a couple of kids I just found out are confirmed for COVID. Then the next day I was like, all right, let's all go get tested. We've done this before. I don't know how many times. Like, I think this is my like fifth time getting tested with the girls. We went, and same as usual, I was like, we're gonna be negative, most likely, probably gonna be negative again. And the lady calls me and she's like, just wanna let you know that all three of you tested positive. And I was
Oh
like,
my gosh.
wait, what? I legit was like, what the what? There must be a mistake. And she was like, no, you all tested positive. She was like, come pick up your paperwork. I'll bring it outside. Don't come in, please. Like, what the? So like I didn't have symptoms yet. So I was like, okay, fine. I'm asymptomatic. I'm positive, but I'm asymptomatic, but I'm vaccinated. It's fine. No, girl, that next day, kids were fine. Like they were totally fine. Me, I started running a fever and it like went from 100 to 101 to 102. And I was
Oh my
like, I had
God.
the chills, my body was aching. My nose was running like a freaking broken faucet. And I was like in bed for 2 days. I couldn't get up. But being locked in a room with my kids was worse than
Way.
COVID, man. That was, oh, I had two cats with me too, because apparently cats can get COVID.
Oh my
Me,
gosh.
the cats, and the girls were quarantined to their room.
Your
You know what's
mom,
so sad? You know
what?
banana milk? Banana milk?
Huh?
I love that stuff, right? And I don't buy it often because it's so sweet. And I was like, I'm gonna have a banana milk with my Fang. I couldn't taste any banana. It tasted like just milk, like raw whole milk. I was like,
Wow.
who took the joy of banana milk away from
Aren't you scared that you're not going to get your taste back?
me? Taste is coming back slowly. I still can't smell anything, and that scares me a little bit, to be honest. They said on average, people get it back anywhere from a few days to average 2 weeks to 6 months.
That's crazy.
And then they said like 5% of people don't ever get it back. Knowing me, I'll be that 5%, just like I was the 5% who had the vaccine, who got COVID.
Oh my gosh. So it's your sixth day today.
Sixth day today. We'll quarantine until Sunday
What
before
movies have you guys watched?
Oh, girl. I actually subscribed to HBO Max and Peacock. during this. I have like Netflix, Hulu, you name it, I've got it right now. Disney Plus. Like, I had to listen to ASMR on YouTube for like 2 hours straight one day, and I was like, I can't. I'm gonna throw myself off the balcony. As miserable as I was, and I felt so bad feeling miserable being stuck with them. When I asked them, I was like, why do you guys look so happy being stuck upstairs with mommy and not being able to go anywhere? And you know what they said? And it was so sweet. They were like, it feels like we're in a hotel and we're on vacation with you.
Aww.
They were like, we have a mini fridge in the room. We can watch as much TV in the bedroom as we want. We're watching all the movies. There's all these snacks. I'm like, okay, I'll take that. Boys, Alexis got like a fake ice cream scooping kit thing. So like, we made a little ice cream stand out of cardboard boxes for her.
Mm.
I think I bought like $50 worth of ice cream from her. And then in front of her thing, it says, day closed. And there's a little lock. She drew a lock. Funny.
She's running a business. This whole coronavirus. She's
But I'm like, now I'm like looking at, like, I'm on Instagram and everyone's like out with no mask. And I'm like, oh, hell no, I'm going to wear my mask. I'm always going to wear my mask now.
You're traumatized.
Oh, hell no.
You know, with like the
shield
visor.
Yeah, you walk around with a shield.
Do you feel like you've lost weight at all?
No, I'm probably the only person on the face of the earth who got COVID and did not lose a freaking ounce of weight.
My dad lost like, I think 15, 20 pounds.
That's what everyone's saying, 15, 20 pounds. I legit was like, sweet, I'm sick now, but I'm gonna walk away skinny. No, man.
Is there anything that you wanna do when you come out of this quarantine?
I'm gonna go to the beach. I'm going to the beach. I'm going to lay out in the sun. I'm going to work the sun for a second. Like, thank you. Thank you for beating down on me because it was bad.
I remember when you told me that, you know, you're like, we need to cancel plans. I came back positive, and I was just like, thank you for taking the test, you know, like, because we were supposed to meet each other like
in
a few days, and I was just, mm-hmm. you know, I was like so grateful that you did that. And that was like probably your third or fourth test. And you're like,
oh, my fifth test.
Your fifth test. So like
pandemic.
Yeah, you're really on top of it.
So honestly, I wanted to do this episode because I want to make a PSA to everybody out there. Like, I know everything's opening up and, you know, the world is, it seems like it's going back to normal, but the virus is still here. Didn't go anywhere. It's not dead. Like, I started getting really relaxed on everything too the last week or so. And you know what hit hard for me, Joanne, was we got the positive results and I had to call all my office people, like one I had lunch with on the day before I got positive testing. I legit had to call all of them and be like, I'm so sorry. I just found out I'm COVID positive and I've been around you. You've been exposed to me. You should get tested. Or if you have any symptoms, go get tested. And that kind of broke my heart because if any of them did test positive, like I feel so guilty, you know, like I didn't mean to get other people sick, but I could have, and I probably did. And I don't even realize it yet. All it takes is like one person in there.
Thank you for watching today as we discuss Esther's quarantine life with her children as they recover from COVID. Today is also another reminder that COVID has not gone away and that everyone needs to be safe and practice safety. We hope to see you soon. Thank you for watching.
Okay. I literally vacuumed Alexis today. She spilled a whole container of glitter on herself. And
glitter is not allowed.
Huh?
Glitter is not allowed in my house. There is no way glitter is ever entering my house. No.
You didn't see Trolls? Glitter is like the force of happiness.
We're not going to do any of that in this house. No.
Oh my.
Glitter is the death of me. I feel like it never, ever really goes away. Like 100%, you know? And just that fact drives me nuts. It's somewhere. It's always somewhere and shining. No.
But it's shining. Just let it shine.